You're listening to SBS News.
The European Parliament is the European Union's legislative body, made up of 751 members called MEPs, who are directly elected by European Union voters every 5 years. It's also responsible for electing the President of the European Commission and for approving the EU budget. Sitting in both Brussels and Strasbourg, it represents the interests of those living in the EU's 28 member states. This election saw the highest voter turnout for 20 years, rising to just under 51% of the 350 million eligible voters. It's the biggest multi-country election in the world, with voting over 4 days. In Hungary and Poland, the voter turnout more than doubled, and Denmark's was a record 63%. The results show the once-dominant conservative European People's Party and the Socialists and Democrats on the left will not be able to form a grand coalition in the EU Parliament without support. Provisional results show the EPP has 178 seats, a drop of 216 on the 2014 election, while the Socialists and Democrats have 147 seats, a drop of 185. The Liberals and Greens attracted strong support, and Nationalists did well in Italy and France. Germany's Green Party doubled its share of the vote, going to second place behind Chancellor Angela Merkel's Conservatives and above the centre-left Social Democrats. The far-right Alternative for Germany showed gains of 10.5% as Ms. Merkel's party lost 9 percentage points. In Greece, Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras announced snap elections after suffering a heavy defeat by the opposition Conservatives. His Syriza party came to power on an anti-austerity platform 6 years ago, but suffered a backlash after having to impose cutbacks as part of a third national bailout in 2015. The opposition New Democracy Party won 33.5% of the votes to Syriza's 20%. The European People's Party remains the largest bloc, and its lead candidate for presidency of the EU Commission, Manfred Weber, is calling for a broad alliance of pro-EU forces among socialists, liberals and Greens.
From now on, those who want to have a strong European Union has to join their forces. And that is again my invitation to the socialists, liberals and also to the Greens, because having the figures in mind, the Greens are also the winners of the day. That's why again the Greens are possible partners. I think we should sit together and should define now the mandate for the next 5 years.
In response to that appeal, the Green Party's Bas Eickhout says a coalition of that sort could only occur if their three priorities of climate action, social justice and democracy were adequately addressed.
We have been campaigning on climate action, social justice and democracy. So those three topics will also be at the negotiation table from a Green perspective, and we will make our demands there, and we will make very clear that any new President of the Commission needs to come very clear on these topics and deliver change.
Socialist Frans Timmermans says groups opposed to nationalist parties must work together.
Europe needs to dynamically look towards the future and take the necessary steps to bring that future closer. This is what we need to do. This is what people ask of us. And if we deliver on these points, then we can show that progressive, constructive, cooperative politics delivers results, and that nationalism only delivers fears and hate.
Spain's Socialist Party attracted close to 33% of the vote and 20 seats, followed by the Conservative Popular Party with just over 20%. The PSOE party of acting Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez is on track to have the biggest contingent in the EU's Assembly's socialist group.
Nosotros vamos a construir una Europa social. Vamos a impulsar el que Europa proteja, sin duda alguna.
We are going to build a social Europe. Without a doubt, we are going to boost Europe to protect. Above all, thanks to the reconstruction and strengthening of all the redistributive policies and all the policies related with labour and salary dignity.
Gains by nationalist parties in France, Italy and elsewhere mean a greater say in the EU Parliament for the Eurosceptics who want to curb the EU's powers. France's far-right National Rally Party, formerly the National Front, secured 24% of the vote, compared to President Emmanuel Macron's centrist alliance, which got 22.5%. President of National Rally, Marine Le Pen, welcomed the results.
Je vois la victoire du peuple.
I see a victory for the people who with pride and dignity took back the power tonight. We welcome these results with joy because the National Rally has never been a more suitable name. Whether it was a vote from the heart or of reason, you can be sure that the vote for the National Rally is in any event a vote for France and for the people.
Hungary's ruling right-wing anti-immigration Fidesz party secured 52.14% of the votes, which amounted to a big victory over a divided opposition. Prime Minister Viktor Orbán told supporters his party will cooperate with everyone in Europe who wants to halt immigration.
The election victory means that Hungarians gave us three tasks. Foremost, the task of stopping immigration all across Europe. They gave us the task to defend the Europe of nations and to protect Christian culture in Europe.
In the United Kingdom, the newly formed Brexit Party, headed by Nigel Farage, has a commanding lead at just under 32% of the vote. The party's success has been put down to anger over Prime Minister Theresa May's failure to deliver Brexit. Mr. Farage says there'll be implications at the ballot box if the UK fails to leave the EU by the 31st of October.
I hope the government is listening. I have to say this. If we don't leave on October the 31st, then the scores you've seen for the Brexit Party today will be repeated in a general election, and we are getting ready for it.
Greg Dyatt, SBS News. If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.